I'm Judy Moore. I'm a paediatric dietitian and a member of the Infant and Toddler Forum. And my workshop today was on what is a healthy, balanced diet. So first of all, we discussed what the definition of healthy eating was, and we found that everybody had a different definition, a different understanding of what healthy eating meant. Broadly, it was the same, but it really is a more complex message. It's all about combining foods in the right way, eating the right amount, getting enough nutrients, getting enough calories for growing. So it was, we realized that when you say to a mother, healthy eating is important, that her concept of healthy eating might not be the same as yours. It's a very individual concept. So then we discussed what I, as a nutritionist, think is a healthy, balanced diet. So we talked about getting enough calories and also meeting all the reference nutrient intakes for nutrients. So then we talked all about the nutrients. So we discussed each of the different nutrients, how important they were, what sort of food groups they were in. And I answered a lot of questions on why they were important these days, why some of them are more topical than others. And it's often because they're being either promoted by somebody who's done a study recently on them, or they are something that's become more deficient in our diet and we need to be more careful about. Then we discussed that you don't need to worry about the nutrients on a day-to-day basis if you're able to combine the five food groups in the right proportions and also have the right portion sizes. So for toddlers, that meant having starchy foods at each meal and some snacks, so roughly 3 to 5 servings a day. For milk products, so that's dairy. Milk, cheese, and yogurt. They need to be consumed 3 times a day to make sure that toddlers get enough calcium, riboflavin, iodine. But having an excess of that group is a problem as well because it doesn't contain iron. And if they fill up on milk, which a lot of them do, then they tend to eat less of the other food groups which do contain iron. The next group we talked about was a meat, fish, eggs, nuts and pulses, and how important that was for the iron source. And we talked about meat and fish eaters should have that twice a day, whereas vegetarian children who are only eating eggs, pulses and nuts as their source should have it 3 times a day because it's the iron from those foods is less well absorbed. And the fourth group we talked about was fruit and vegetables, and I emphasised how that was less important than the other groups, and it was also the group that most toddlers have problems with because some of the fruits and some of the vegetables have quite challenging textures and some of them have quite challenging tastes for toddlers. So we talked about why they should be offered so that toddlers learn that it's normal to be offered those foods at each meal and at some snacks. But really encouraging toddlers to eat those foods is down to parents role modelling them, so eating them themselves and making sure they serve them at each meal and some snacks each day. But the quantity eaten is less important. And the last group, which is foods high in fat and sugar, these are important to include in smaller amounts because they make the diet more attractive and more palatable, but you have to limit those foods because they really don't provide a source of nutrients that the other food groups do. So they shouldn't be used as snacks all the time. They should be given in small quantities, but as long as they don't replace the other 4 food groups. So snacks should really be based on foods from the other 4 food groups, so things like yogurt or a glass of milk or fruits or vegetables or crackers or breadsticks or small sandwiches. So foods like that should be offered as snacks to toddlers, not crisps, sweets, lots of biscuits or cakes.